This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of March 12th, 2024, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. We're back for News AF here today, as we are every week with the guys talking about what's going on back here with us. It's Pickleball's top influencer, America's Dad. Here he is, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great. I had to adjust my camera so you could see the Fila logo over here.
Nice.
One of my favorite pickleball brands. Yeah. It's going good. I broke my crown off my tooth a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I had a temporary, and right after this, I'm going to get a permanent one put on.
Are you still bummed out?
Yeah.
About aging teeth?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah. After we had that discussion last week, I'm like, dude, do my teeth? I think my teeth are hurting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, created all they this phantom all the pain. It was like a mental thing. You created all this phantom pain in my mouth.
Don't blame it on me.
I got the teeth of a 20-year-old.
You do? You've had them. You've gone into the like the thing.
He's
that
like,
scans
oh,
them.
It's these like, are young teeth.
Young teeth.
They're mostly metal from my scam of a dentist early on.
Yeah.
So not a lot of young teeth left, but they're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to all of our viewers here watching us stream live on X today. This is the biggest live audience we've had here on the streaming era.
Do you think it's because Danny retweeted it?
Oh, is that what it was? Danny Bryson retweeted?
No, Danny didn't do anything.
I subscribed on YouTube.
Danny subscribed. Yeah. But listen, it's because we're probably going to give our stock picks, some sports betting stuff, and our updates on Big Brother at the end of this thing.
Updates on Big Brother, and don't go anywhere because Danny Bryson will tell you where Kate Middleton's been later on in the show. So don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I know where she's been.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Danny, welcome.
Danny Bryson.
Are we here? This is royal family all the time. Talk.
Yeah, this is royal family updates 24/7. We never leave.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm a big fan of Kate.
Yes.
She is like a queen for sure.
I mean, we'll see officially.
I know. I mean, like a queen in the making. I've always been a fan.
Yeah.
For real? Why?
I don't know. She carried the gravitas, especially as she's gotten older. And look, I don't really care about royalty, but just as a casual observer, seems like she would make a great queen if Camilla could just get out of the way.
Wow.
And, like, Charles would just step aside.
Listen, Danny's pretty tapped in.
He's so tapped in, dude. Like, he's excited about coronations.
He's excited about
that royal stuff.
A lot of drama there, too. I mean, I could go on forever. A lot of health scares, a lot of scandals.
How do you know so much about this?
The news. I read a British tabloid.
Did you know this, Tyson?
Yeah, of course, dude. Reads the Star.
Okay, no, I don't read the Star.
The Sun?
Okay. Sun. No, and I don't read the
That's
Sun.
That's where we get most of our News AF news
from. I know. I can't even read the Sun because all the pop-ups just make it impossible. I read Daily Mail, and that's where you get a lot of good stories for this, but it also talks a lot about the royal family.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if you're joining us now or listening to the podcast version, we just announced a brand new YouTube channel for all things News AF. Make sure we're streaming there live, newsaf.news. If you want to go there directly, make sure you're subscribed to watch the video version of this podcast every single week on our YouTube channel. We're also going to be dropping some shorts of highlights of the episode along the way, all week long. So hope you check that out. Newsaf.news. Because if you only just listen to the podcast, you're only getting a piece of the story.
Very small.
Yeah, I got excited when you said dropping shorts.
Yes. We've got that. Well, anytime people are dropping their shorts, that's exciting. Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What news stories do we have?
Oh, plenty of stuff. You want to just jump right into it? Okay.
Wait. What? I've got a segue, and the story's not even here. We talked about dropping shorts, but I don't see the story about the completely nude cruise, 2,000-person cruise, completely nude.
You want to jump into a nude cruise?
Nude cruise. It's not here, though.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, it's such a perfect segue, but
the nude cruise
combines everything I hate most.
Okay, you want to talk about it? So tell me about the nude cruise.
Should I put the link up here so we can
go
all
for it.
Share the same?
Yeah, because I typed in nude cruise into search and I got a few different options.
I went to OnlyFans and typed it in there.
Nude cruise.
Right there. I put the link. We have a little.
Put that in the search terms for this podcast. The nude cruise.
Nude cruise.
I see there's a big nude boat, 2024.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's the interesting thing.
Where's the link?
Yeah, the one I just put it here underneath the date.
Oh, okay. You put it in the dock. Of course, from the Daily Mail, Danny's hometown paper.
I thought for sure I would see this because we do, for people who don't know, we have a Facebook group that gives us a lot of stories, and this touches on everything. You know,
well,
Caligula-like
vibe. Be careful.
Teledildonics. Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, touching, definitely not. They tried to make this cruise sound like it's very professional. It's not a floating orgy.
Can't even show pictures. I see a butt already. Yes. The headline here, Danny, is I went on a 2,000-person nude cruise. Here's what it was really like aboard the ship. And this was the experience of a 67-year-old man who went to Reddit.
You need to point that out. Because the first time I saw a naked beach, it was mostly old naked men.
Mm-hmm.
67, that's the idea. That's a demographic for nude cruise.
Well, can you tell us the highlights, Danny?
Well, first of all,
it depends on where you're going, to be honest.
No, I probably.
For demographics.
I just feel like when I've seen nude beaches or lots of naked people, they tend to skew more towards older dudes.
Sure, but I think the more like open cultures, there's a more rounded audience of people at these nude places. Like if you're in the U.S., definitely, it's a bunch of perverts. But
now the picture they used to lure in the old dudes is a woman, I'm assuming that's a woman, or a man with a very nice body, standing looking at the cruise ship naked.
Yeah.
That's how you get the 67-year-old nude dudes onto that cruise ship.
To pay top dollar.
Yeah.
Top dollar.
Yes. Okay.
Now, they made special effort to point out that this isn't just some floating naked pile of people, right? This is for professional naked people.
What's the difference between a professional naked person and an unprofessional naked person? Because I'm an amateur naked person.
You've been a part of a nudist colony for over a decade.
So an amateur nude person is like just running around wagging their member in everyone's face. Just they're fully excited to just have it out.
Amateur hour.
Dude, come on. That's professional.
A professional nude person can go about their normal lives and not snicker or laugh or giggle or point. Mm-hmm. They're just like, hey, it's here, it's there, it's everywhere, and it's completely normal.
Yeah.
All right.
We celebrate how mature we are around each other's nudity and how unbothered we are.
Yes.
That's how it is. It's like, oh, totally naked. Well, guess what? I'm looking at your eyes while we're talking.
Yeah.
Still looking at your eyes. Doesn't even faze me.
Also, by the way, the thing I did like about this cruise is the lack of luggage. That would be one nice thing.
Mm.
I mean, you could basically show up with a fanny pack and that's it. And a couple gold necklaces, right?
Yeah. Tyson, here you just show up with your fanny, Danny.
Gold chains. Are you allowed to wear gold chains at nudist stuff?
I would think that you would want to. Like, that's the only way to adorn your flesh is with jewelry.
Would want to.
Yeah.
Oh, you would want to, but I don't know if there's rules. Like, is it like absolutely nothing? That's the pure, we're purist nudists.
Yeah.
And that means nothing on your body. Well, not even mirrored sunglasses.
Are you naked if you wear a fanny pack?
No, that's the other thing too, is you have to carry that.
Hmm.
I think that's fine. I think jewelry's fine. I think jewelry should be allowed, right? Because that's just, Tyson every day could have like, okay, this is a Thursday necklace. You know, just make sure, it is nice to dress up. Have a little bit of flair that separates you from all the other naked people.
According to this person, he did say, this 67-year-old man himself, that certainly most of the people were in there between the ages of 50 to 70.
Yeah, it's the ages when you stop
50s
caring.
To 70s. Yeah.
Caring.
You're just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could have called that. This isn't going to be like the hottest cruise ship ever. Like, this guy didn't get lucky and book a nude cruise with like the hottest people ever.
Yeah.
How do you know? Just because they're that old doesn't mean they're not hot.
No, it does. It does. Definitely. Yeah.
Is that generational also, Danny? That, do you feel like that the people like, 50s to 70s, so these are people that like, you still have people who were at Woodstock, you know, you got a lot of like hippies in the mix, aspiring hippies. Are there a lot of Gen Z nudists? I don't think so.
Could you fill up a cruise ship with Gen Z naked people?
I didn't have to take a poll.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Because Tyson, I think if you don't even like give a proper handshake, I feel like you're less likely to be a nudist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Seems like we definitely need to get some type of study going to see how
a direct correlation between grip strength and willingness to be naked in public.
Yeah. I think the harder somebody shakes your hand, the more likely they are to be a nudist.
You know, what's funny though, they talk about the age, but every picture they use in the promotional material is of young female, you know,
which was the least likely demographic to be on
the Ashley Madison cruise.
Imagine, dude, when you sign up for this, because you've seen the advertised material, and it's 2000,
women running around, just like having a great time, blurred out everywhere, and then you show up, and there's literally
The commenter wrote that unquestionably, there were relatively few younger couples. It definitely skewed older. Certainly most were in their 50s to 70s. Many gay men, not many gay women that I could tell, but I would think they would be comfortable.
This 67-year-old man was complaining that the demographic was mostly his demographic.
I don't think he was reporting, Tyson.
Okay.
How about this, Danny? What a roast. Then he says, overall, 20% attractive.
I saw this.
20% average, 60% unattractive.
This guy is an amateur nudist, because if you are a pure nudist, all nudity is beautiful.
100% attractive.
This guy is not cool. He slipped through the cracks, not a pro nudist out here. I can't believe they let him on. I don't know how he passed and got onto the walkway to get onto that cruise to begin with.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think they have a dog that can sniff out amateur nudists like sitting there?
Yeah. Just their
a couple German shepherds that start barking like crazy when they sense a guy who's going to judge everyone.
They got to.
Okay. All right. There you go, Danny. So that's the new cruise.
You happy now with the nudity, Danny?
Yeah, we got it out of the way. Okay, good. Now I can relax.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I see a link here from somebody who there's a story about, I took America's cheapest cruise. Here's what it's like on board the $25 a night ship.
Is it the same cruise or is it different?
No, it's different, although it's called Margaritaville at Sea, and they call it the $25 a night ship that passenger said smelled of poop.
Okay, so that cruise takes place after this one. Docks at port, then the cabin fees go way down just because of all of the nudity that was on it previously. $25.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too cheap. That's an invitation to infection at $25.
That's too cheap. There's
cheap. How do they make money on that $25 one? Just like slot machines?
That is a good question. If you went to a hotel and they're like, yeah, the room's only $25, I'd be like, how recently was someone murdered in this hotel?
I'd be like, and how are you making money?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing? How many cameras are behind my toilet?
Unclear. Okay.
Yeah.
They said the best part of the cruise was getting off.
Mm. So, maybe that's like a hard refresh on your life, dude. That's the new vacation for like younger generations, is to go on such horrible experiences on vacation.
Yeah.
That coming back to your regular life is so refreshing.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
And they get you on the upsell, like probably.
Yeah. And they get you on the upsell. So you're on this terrible experience. You didn't pay as little as you thought you would because of all the upsells. And then you come back and think how great your life is and that you don't have to get the upsells just to survive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, last week we were talking about the upsells that came along with the surge pricing at that was 2 weeks ago. We talked about the surge pricing. Last week we were talking about the Big Mac record. But let's go. That was at Wendy's, McDonald's. Let's talk about Burger King as we continue talking about all the fast food chains. And this was a story that was published in USA Today about a Minnesota Burger King, and these elaborate pranks just keep getting wilder. And I'm not sure if there was any AI involved, but that the employees of a Minneapolis suburb Burger King got a phone call that claimed to be a fire department official telling them how that there was a gas leak in the restaurant and the Burger King was going to explode if they did not smash out all the windows to the Burger King immediately.
What? And I'm assuming they did it, or they did not do it.
They had to.
Okay. Those are some future cult members right there. Get those people.
Well, you'd definitely just be like, let's just all get out of the building, because worst case scenario, if this explodes, it's just going to explode all the windows out. But also, I don't think I knew enough about science when I was that age to even understand that would have been a remedy for had there been gas, but you just want to get away. You're not concerned with like saving the building or anything.
Plus you might hate work and be like, I've been waiting for an excuse to smash these.
Do you want the clip? True. I have that somebody recorded this incident on YouTube, which in my mind, I think they're the number one suspect for the people that that did this. Okay. But here is some footage of the Burger King windows being smashed out. So the Burger King will not explode.
They're not even smashing fast enough that it would be effective. You have to smash faster.
They seem really casual about it too. Like, wouldn't you? Oh, they've made nice X's in the window though. Look at those X's. Wow.
This other guy's filming too. I mean, they thought it's like Burger King's being looted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is...
I have some sympathy for these employees, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hard...
Especially if you're a young teen.
If you're the manager, though, there, and you're there, like, would the police even have access to the gas levels in the store?
Well, no. Probably. The fire department, I don't think, has that kind of monitoring software.
Yeah. Yeah.
To tell.
So that would be... I would be like, they can't even monitor what's going on in here. So that's not real.
I'd be like, wait, this has been flooded with gas and yet all these open flames haven't set it off.
It's
yet.
Flame grill, Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
a farm.
Eventually, there's going to be a price to pay for all those whoppers.
Rob, did they trace the phone call back?
No, they didn't. And they're saying that this is not the only instance, because somebody did a similar prank phone call at another Burger King in Oklahoma the night before about rising carbon monoxide levels. And again, the employees there shattered $10,000 worth of windows.
What does this person have against Burger King? Got like a cold Whopper and like, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Similarly.
Is this the new swatting?
I don't.
Are these Burger Kings linked in any capacity? Is it the same ownership group or something?
I don't think so. Because then in February, there was a Burger King in Morro Bay, California.
Whoa.
Where a manager drove his car into the building.
Jewel?
They told yes, the Jewel of the Burger King. The manager crashed his car into the building after hearing of the supposed gas leak. I mean, what a hero. He drove his car through the Burger King to prevent it from exploding. Okay. If you love something, set it free.
Did he get a medal?
Burger King needs to send out a strongly worded letter to all franchises about this hoax. Probably after the second one.
Mm-hmm. You know who's going to pay for all these glasses? The customer. Whoppers are now $19.50. A sandwich.
Yeah. Doc's in the chat. Was this the Wendy's social media team responsible for this?
Oh, they're ruthless. They are ruthless. Yeah. Yes, it could
be the Hamburglar.
It could be after all that bad press about surge pricing at Wendy's. They're like, okay, we have to turn other people's attention somewhere else.
This also happened, Tyson, in Tucson, Arizona earlier this month. Okay. But there was at a Jack in the Box, and then they got a Wendy's in Phoenix.
This is wild. This is growing.
This has already grown. This is one of those secret Facebook groups that nobody knows anything about. And there's like 75 trillion members all under the age of 20, just laughing hysterically every time a new news story pops up about restaurants breaking out all their windows.
Yeah. If anybody knows about what's going on here, please leave a message for us in the comments.
Leave Burger King alone. I don't even like Burger King.
Yeah. You don't even like Burger King, but you'll eat a 99-cent Whopper.
Yeah. Leave the Del Tacos alone, Danny is saying.
Yeah. I don't think all the Del Taco employees at my Del Taco are too sharp for this.
You think so?
That's not a challenge. That's not a challenge. But I really think that they wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah.
Great team.
Your Del Taco is the one in North Orem, Utah, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait, Danny. Yeah. I just got a DM in the chat that they said that there's the carbon monoxide levels in your house are through the roof right now. You need to break all the windows.
Well, yeah. I have several alarms, so they're none of them are sounding. That would be my first thing I would check. So I'm not worried.
Be careful out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. This is like some sick prank is happening out there in our nation's fast food chains.
I don't think this is a prank. Is this a prank? Would this be considered a prank?
This is one of those pranks that is like only funny to the psychos who do it.
USA Today called it a hoax.
A hoax. I think that a hoax is a better word.
Yeah. Because you're impersonating fireman. That's probably against the law to some capacity, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So
this is no joke.
Yeah. No joke.
No joke. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I don't work in fast food.
Yeah. Number one reason. Again,
I don't get pranked.
Shout out to the 800 people watching our stream live on X, formerly known as Twitter today.
Yeah. It's all happening.
It's all happening. Please. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you to Nick out there. Check out the Wendy's Facebook page. They're trying too hard and impersonating an old lady.
What you guys need to do right now on Twitter is retweet this video so we can get to the bottom of who is making these phone calls. Is it one group? Is it multiples? Is it like copycats? What's happening? I think the more awareness we have, the better chance we have.
Look, whenever you don't know where it's coming from, you just say dark web.
It's the dark web. Yeah. Yep.
Danny, you have access to that, right? Could you get on there and lurk a little bit and see what's going on?
You know what, guys? Yeah, when I got some free time this afternoon, I'll just log into my dark web account.
All right. Darkweb.com.
And if we have any updates, we'll be sure to tell you if you're subscribed to our channel on YouTube, newsaf.news. Okay?
Correct.
Let's talk about another fast food restaurant. Doc's in the chat sent in this story about there are hundreds of people going to Ontario Arby's to protest the lack of a Toronto location. There is an Arby's army forming in Canada. all because there's no Arby's in Toronto.
Is this as a joke? Like, because you know how sometimes it's ironic and then they're just like, this will be hilarious. And then they start a movement like, Toronto, do you really want an Arby's?
Well,
didn't Toronto have the most dangerous McDonald's in the world?
I think that was not Toronto. Yeah, I think that was a different part of Canada.
That was not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still Canada with the fast food.
Yeah. So this was supposed to be over the weekend. We have not gotten an update on whether or not the 400 people descended onto the Ontario Arby's to protest there not being a Toronto location.
Look at this advert. Look at how Arby's advertises. Their sign only says, "We have the meats."
We have the meats.
Yeah. I mean, they do have the meats.
They do have. They just stack meat in between bread.
Yeah.
With some
and 400 people want the meat.
They want
closer
it
to them.
They want it to be closer to them.
This is what you do if you're Arby's or if you're the owner of the Arby's franchise at the place that they're holding their thing. You say, okay, 400 people. You each have to either put in X amount of, you have to subscribe. You each have to subscribe and you get one hot beef sandwich a day. From the new Toronto location for 3 years, and then that would be worth it. Because 400 people is not worth it. Docs in the chat says, update, 200 people showed up. Of the 400 that were supposed to, 200 did. Definitely not enough of a customer base to make
get their names
worth it.
And a monthly meat subscription, right? You can't cancel it for 1 year. You have to buy a year.
They'll even do meat injections. They don't care.
They don't care.
Injections, however they want to take their meat.
Yeah. So yeah, the Arby's army that they stormed Oshawa. Here's a photo of the Arby's army gathered there in the location. They had their signs.
Yeah.
They have the signs.
Some aggressive language.
Yeah.
What do the songs?
Arby's army storming locations. Very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you would want this I bet they stop for lunch, right? And they're eating Arby's and having a great time. They're probably drinking like high C, orange high C.
Check this out. The whole Arby's army that they have patches that you can sew into your clothes to be a part of organized. The Arby's army.
Yeah.
Wendy's doesn't look like.
Are they responsible for the Burger King window breaking? Do you think
now it's all coming together? It is kind
this guerrilla warfare.
Here. Yeah.
No. No. The long distance phone call charges. I mean, would make it that impossible. That. Dude, Taco Bell closed the majority of its Toronto locations.
Yeah.
What's going on in Toronto? How come they don't have any fast food?
I don't know, but
the great fast food wars of 2024 in Toronto.
But was this good business on the part of the Arby's? Is it better to have like one location that's really booming rather than like five or six that are sort of like struggling to get by? Sure, somebody from the Arby's army stops in every once in a while, but do you want like one like really popping location?
Good. You know, that's the question that
with the line around the corner and everybody's like, hey, what's happening in there?
You have to crunch the numbers. And unfortunately, I'm not that guy to crunch the numbers, but I'm sure there is a place where the parabolas intersect and you do need more stores.
Look at all this press the Arby's army is generating just from them closing a couple of Arby's down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's people in charge of Arby's are tripping over themselves trying to figure out how to make
this. The best press Arby's has had in years.
They're like, shouldn't these Arby's regulars have died of heart attacks years ago? How are they still here and protesting?
They're still
us
here.
Now?
Okay. So we had talked a while back about, remember the monoliths were popping up? What was with the silver obelisks that were popping up? Danny was all over it. Well, Danny, a monolith is back, this time spotted on the hills in Wales. No Kate Middleton sightings, but the obelisks are back. Is this to distract us from Kate Middleton?
Oh, look at
What's
that.
What's the Daily
so
Mail
shiny.
Saying?
Yeah. Well, this is the New York Post, another great place to get stories, but that is a nice monolith. Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Very straight.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's a monolith that just got dropped.
They, ever since Space Odyssey, just the whole monolith thing has been so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to believe that they came from somewhere else, but obviously these are people who know how to work metal. and just have some time on their hands and are willing to card it out. The one that the original one was the coolest one because it happened in a remote area in the desert.
And it was all, puzzling. Nothing is puzzling now. Because then as soon as somebody admitted to placing it there and it was like, oh, it was man, it wasn't an alien, the wonder was lost. It's like finding out Santa about Santa Claus. It's the same. And we have probably young listeners out there. So I'm just saying,
if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. And it's the same with the monoliths. And now that everybody knows, the magic isn't there. It's not like, was it aliens?
Yeah.
What does the inscription mean?
Danny, the thing about the monolith is that it looks like, oh my God, how did it get placed there? But, you know, like these, some of these, to bring in the Easter Bunny, you know, you like get like this giant rabbit, like, oh, I got a giant chocolate rabbit, but then it's like hollow on the inside and it doesn't weigh anything. I think that the monoliths are also the same thing where they are hollow inside, they're saying, and it's light enough for people to carry it and put it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo. What you need is a 17,000 ton monolith placed in the absolute middle of nowhere for people to discover decades from now. Like they don't even
in Antarctica.
Yes.
It goes down like 50, 60, 70 feet into the ice.
If you could get something like that, then that would be true wonderment.
Yes. Incredible.
Put it right next to that stone pyramid. I mean, now you've got a story.
If the obelisks
now you've got a story.
Are doing something. Okay. Now, here's a story. All right. A man stayed at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas.
And that happens all the time.
Does this happen all the time? He woke up with a sharp, stinging pain in his testicles.
Oh, no. They took his testicles and put them somewhere else. What happened?
He got stung by a scorpion in the testicles.
Okay, not as scary as I thought. I thought, what happened?
What? Not as scary? Oh, you thought this was like an organ harvesting scheme?
I thought this was an organ harvesting scheme, yeah. But scorpions but
this
don't
seems
need...
scary.
No, I live in Arizona. Scorpions are part of the landscape. No, but if I did, it would be like, well... scorpions are around. I guess that happens. I don't know how devastating a scorpion sting to the testicles is, though. Like, did he need to go to the hospital or urgent care or just put some ice on it?
Okay. So he was reported that he was in a lot of pain he is suing the resort. I'm trying to see if I can find...
He should be suing the scorpion.
Sue the scorpion.
The scorpion's not liable?
I don't think he went to the hospital.
Yeah, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to the hospital if you want to sue. You need that documentation.
Listen to me. Scorpion venom is infamous for being extremely expensive. And the fact that he got a free shot of it to the testicles...
What's his testosterone level right now? Yeah,
probably 10 trillion.
Higher.
Did you guys see his pictures of the scorpion and his boxers?
Yes. Okay. So are you ready for this? All right. So this we have like a close up of like we're really so here's the scorpion, which I don't know, looks kind of fake to me.
It's a bark scorpion.
Okay.
It's real.
All right. There's the scorpion. Then we have a very close up shot of his underwear. Danny, is this blood over here? Or it appears to be some kind of a stain.
A dark stain in his underwear he was willing to share with the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Tyson, would a scorpion bite draw blood?
And it's a sting, not a bite, right?
You're right. A sting. Would a sting draw blood? That's the question that I need to have answered. I don't think it will. And also, it's really dumb that he's suing because he's just as likely to have brought this in from the outside.
He says it was in the bed.
As the hotel just let it in.
And then...
yeah, in the bed, but it came from somewhere.
Did the scorpion get stuck to his boxers? Then you have a photo of the scorpion on top of his boxer shorts. I'm assuming he is nude now, taking the photo.
Yeah. I've got a picture of him with his lawyer. Got to say, I don't like his chances. His lawyer's wearing a weird hat.
Yes. So. Okay. I think that his lawyer, I believe, is And so, yeah, he's wearing the hat, right? No, so he's on the left.
Yeah, yeah.
And his attorney is wearing the hat. What do you think?
Yes. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. Are they brothers?
So I don't know.
They do kind of look like brothers.
Yeah, they have different names.
This Scorpion just feels Man? Like a...
Yeah, Scorpion Man. This was the report that he filed. He says I have been bitten by scorpion at my groin / testicles.
Not bitten.
Show us on the doll where the scorpion.
Yes, and then he points to which side he got bitten on.
Yeah. The other thing too is
a lot of pain. He says,
how do we know that he didn't bring this scorpion in with him?
Exactly.
In his luggage, on his person somewhere. There's these hotels a lot of times spray for that stuff, especially in Scorpion Town. Like, I've never stayed at a hotel in Arizona that I've seen a scorpion, but I have seen scorpions in my house.
Yeah.
And I've seen them outside my house. It's nature, man. Nature's always happening.
Nature's
they
always
were
happening.
Your first, man.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yes.
He's from California, Tyson. Agoura Hills, California. A lot of scorpions there.
There's probably some scorpions there.
Mm.
Maybe not a lot, but I'm sure that they are present. Danny.
He did go to the hospital, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's people react differently to scorpion stings. It's could be pretty painful. I've never actually been stung, but I've seen people that have been stung, and some of them have reacted big reaction, and some of them are like, ow, that kind of hurt. Like, there's a wide variance. And for some reason, people here, and I don't know why this is, because you know how, have you ever heard the saying like, oh, a baby rattlesnake can't control how much venom it injects, and it just gives you the full load. And people are like, oh, baby scorpions are more dangerous. And I was like, that's not true. That is not true. You heard that about rattlesnakes and attribute it to scorpions for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Baby scorpions are not more dangerous than big ones that I know of.
They say that
you heard it first.
It's a good practice to inspect your hotel room. Any hotel before you stay. Danny does
any
that.
Hotel.
Danny has the bug traps.
That's right.
Do you have any scorpion traps?
No, but I scan. And where we stay in Costa Rica, we actually get scorpions all the time.
That's
Inside
and
scorpions?
Frogs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you spray your boxers with scorpion repellent?
No, that's definitely, that's bad.
I just spray my whole body with scorpion repellent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, be careful out there. I mean, Venetian's a nice hotel. You wouldn't think I'd stay at the Venetian and get bit by a scorpion. Like,
That's
maybe at
think.
Like Circus. Sure, I see that.
Yeah. Circus or the Golden Nugget or something. Yeah.
Yeah, Excalibur, right?
Yeah.
Excalibur. You guarantee at least one scorpion sting.
That's like.
Or rat bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tell you that up front when you sign in.
Yeah. Listen, for you younger listeners at home, Excalibur was the hottest brunch in the country in 1984. The most famous brunch in the country. It was such a cool place to be, dude, in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Sure.
That brunch was infamous.
Good brunch.
And it's still the same brunch, and it is complete trash.
Okay.
I can't believe anybody loved it.
This was a story that I thought was very interesting. Okay. It taps into a lot of things that we've been talking about. And I saw this and I thought it was so interesting. Okay. So in South Korea, they have an issue. A lot of elderly folks in South Korea, and they've developed a new idea to help take care of the senior citizen population, okay? Kind of like Megan, there's a AI doll to give to the South Korean grandmas and grandpas.
But they're not murdering dolls, right?
They haven't murdered anybody yet, but they keep an eye on them, and they give them reminders to stay physically active, to take their medicine, and they're a companion for them. And I've sort of like, you know, in Megan, this idea was sort of like adapted for, okay, this is a great thing for kids, But this is the first time I've ever seen or heard of this type of idea being implemented to help take care of the elderly, like a little virtual grandkid to take care of.
It's more like a nagging doll. It sounds like it's just going to nag you all day.
Yeah. It's like the same baby that they give you in home ec in seventh grade to see what having a baby is, to scare you from a teenage pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is this cries all the time.
This doll is small enough to move into the garage yourself. You need to make it a giant, heavy doll.
What's good is that the grandparents are able to pick it up.
I don't like this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like this could have been done a lot better.
What about the opposite way where it's big enough to pick up the grandma?
Yeah, that's something. This one, it doesn't walk. It doesn't have like robot arms, but
no, you want Honda to come out with a one that's a elderly carrying.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they're already using them to assemble cars. Just use them to pick up. Here,
can we watch the video a little bit? Because there's subtitles. I'm not going to play the Korean, but we can read the subtitles. So you could see the doll saying here, "Good morning, Grandma. How are you doing today?" Okay.
"Good morning, Grandma. How are you doing today?"
Do you think it's like that?
Yeah.
Danny, you try.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you get...
Don't forget to take your pills.
Grandma, don't... Yeah. Grandma, it's time to move. Oh, okay.
It's just an Apple Watch. Yeah. Is it not just an Apple Watch?
Stretch your left arm high. Little friends do workout together when Grandma is bored.
Okay, yeah.
And that's not even a grandma that's stretching out right there.
Yeah, I think
Or is that the version that's who's inside the doll?
Yeah. So I think the yellow is the voice of the doll, and then the white is the voice of the narrator of the commercial. Basically, you can spy on your elderly. So this guy, this is his grandma. He should be looking after her, but then he gets like updates on his phone. If grandma's activity has not been detected by the doll, then the doll calls you. And then say, "Oh, okay, Grandma, where have you been? I've been worried about you.
So worried about you that I was out shopping way past when I should have been home."
Yeah. And maybe Grandma doesn't know the doll is spying on her.
Yeah, is there a camera in it?
Don't let her in.
Yeah, I think so. It's in the, well, I think that if there's not a camera, the doll has like a little thing in its neck that it can detect motion.
Jeez. This is,
And then also you can send a voice message to the doll. And then the doll says it. Yeah.
Please. In its voice or in your voice?
Unclear.
The recording?
Hard to tell.
Yeah. What does it say?
I'll visit you this weekend. Miss you, Grandma. This is just to take place of your real grandchildren. You just give her the doll. And then it kind of like relieves you of any grandma duties. Look how lonely she looks with that doll.
I know. She looks more lonely. Unless I think you are not of full mental faculties, this doll is more depressing for you than not having it.
Yeah. It's if like, you show me a
this is kind of like a dangerous alley to leave grandma in.
Yeah, well, but she's got the doll. Exactly. She's fine. She's got the doll. Look at how happy he's much relieved when he can leave her alone. And this is just for like, let's say I age like in 10 years, I don't remember anything. Will you please tell my kids not to get me one of these
dolls? I don't know if Tyson, will you want to take care of a doll when you get older?
I don't want a doll. Please don't give me a doll.
All right, Danny. Now we need to come up with something for our lonely senior granddads. Do you think that maybe?
Oh, yeah. They already make a doll for that.
Yeah. Could we get like a 2-in-1, Danny, where it's like, "Hey, Grandpa, we know you're lonely. We got you this doll." He's like, "Why does she look like she's shocked in her face? Like, oh, that's supposed to be like that."
So this is
Don't forget to drink your Pabst Blue Ribbon, Grandpa.
Yeah.
How many of these dolls do you think were on the cruise?
I don't know.
I think this is new.
But interesting though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know why, but even just watching it made me sad.
It was creepy.
For my aging teeth, my aging, like every, I was just like, fuck, it's not too much longer until I'm there too.
Mm-hmm.
And is that where I want?
I'm a doll man.
Till somebody's like, hi, oh, hi, grandpa, here, I got you this doll. And you're like, it's happening. Like, there's nothing you could do. And maybe
I'm
like,
not
going to
take
even...
care of like a little doll and like bring it around my house.
Maybe when somebody gives you that, you don't even have the capacities to verbally communicate. So like in your brain, you're screaming, do not give me this doll. And then they give it to you. And then like, what can you do?
I'm not taking it out of the box.
But the best part is that Tice's doll is going to chew up his food and spit it into his mouth.
Oh, it's
going
to baby like bird me?
Yeah, masticate the food and
I would
give it to you.
Yeah, now it has purpose.
Yeah.
Now it has purpose.
That's all it took.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then got another story about another humanoid robot. This is Saudi Arabia unveiled a new humanoid robot. Did you see this, Danny?
Whoop. I did. Yes.
I don't know. I keep switching back to the other page. All right. So they
showing pictures of Biden.
I don't know why it keeps taking me back to the Yahoo homepage bring me stories about Joe Biden's testimony. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what's going on at Yahoo. I might have to just tell you about it.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah. Okay. So here, let me see if I get to bring up the Twitter story. Okay. Maybe I'll have more luck there than on the Yahoo website, which we've discussed. I don't even know how Yahoo is in business anymore.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
It's like, I bet if I looked.
Somebody find out that Yahoo is like the biggest like money laundering agency in the world. Nothing else makes sense of how Yahoo is still in business in 2024. Okay. They have fantasy football, and I don't know anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. But Saudi Arabia unveiled a new humanoid male robot and instantly got itself into trouble with this female reporter when it raises its hand and touches her inappropriately.
Yeah.
I think it's going for a handshake.
Well... not good. Not ideal.
Yeah. Especially over there where the gender roles and gap is quite
different,
right? So like this is very inappropriate and not a good look at all.
If you're listening to the podcast, he like raises his hand and ends up hitting her in the butt.
Yeah.
Which she's
kind of stupid.
She looks at him. Like,
she's kind of like
chill,
gives him the hand, like,
yeah,
hey, like, not we're not okay. doing
maybe
that.
Maybe he was pushing her away.
No means no, sir.
She's standing too close.
Yeah, maybe he was like, you're in my personal space. Yeah.
Even I think you're saying you gotta verbalize it.
Yeah, I think that all was.
You know, Boston Dynamics dogs, they don't even sniff crotches.
They don't?
And so this is something we can easily program out of the robots of the future.
Yeah.
If a robot is doing this, it's because the programmer has put this into its code.
Yeah.
Like growth
you think
code.
The programmer, the guy that was on the nude cruise is also the programmer for this robot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And he lives vicariously through the robot.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Would you rather have this robot or baby doll talkie thingy?
Oh, baby doll.
This one, I think you're okay. I don't think you can walk. I think as long as you don't like get your butt
get too close to it.
Yeah.
Okay. You think that's its number one program is to seek out butts and try
like
to graze them
like
with
a, yeah,
hand.
He's a butt grabbing robot. Just don't get too close.
Like the latest in technology, this robot can sense behinds and then inappropriately graze them in so much that you're not certain if it was on purpose or accident.
Yeah, he's a grope bot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone needs to tell the robot he's not in the metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there are rules here.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Listen, if this guy's used to the metaverse, he's probably overwhelmed with all the butts he's seeing in real life because
he's never seen one before.
Has,
yeah. Okay. All right. And then this is interesting. I saw this term. I never heard it before. Tyson, do you know about the Dinks?
Yeah, pickleball?
No, no, this is not a non-pickleball dink. What's a dink in pickleball?
A soft shot over the net.
Oh, no, this is different. Like Danny, do you know about the dinks?
Double income, no kids.
Double income, no kids. And they're...
Oh, my God. Yeah. They got to be living like trillionaires,
Yeah, and that's what they're like flashing their opulence all over social media. They're like, hey, we're dinks. And it's like, look how much money we have. They call them dink wads. Uh-huh. I guess there's sinks out there, single income, no kids. And then Dinos. I'm not sure what the D-I-N-O is.
No.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. But yeah, there's new dink influencers and they're just like all on social media and TikTok, and they're just showing people about how great a life you can have if you're in a couple and you don't have kids.
Yeah. Mm.
Just what people with kids want to see.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, can you imagine not having to spend $600,000 a year on children?
Yeah. They, you said $600 a year?
Yeah. I forget what I said.
It's like a million in a lifetime.
I'd have more if there's $600 a year.
A million in a lifetime, Danny. It's way more than that. No, that was the old numbers. That was the old numbers in the 90s when
we can
you
look
were
it up
a kid.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the dinks are out here like living their best lives, and they're talking about how they're maxing out their 401ks and they're buying all sorts of luxurious products. Mm-hmm. They have so much disposable income.
$240,000 per kid before college.
Oh, that's a steal.
Oh, man, I would sign up for that right now and pay cash in full.
Yeah, okay. OMG in the chat says you said 600,000. Okay, I thought you said 600 a year.
Is that really what you thought I said?
I thought you said 600. I thought you were making a joke, no, and you were saying $600. Yeah.
I said $600,000 as a joke. Yeah, kind of like that's more real than the 600.
Yeah.
How can anyone afford to have a kid at that total? Just get them to college, not even including when they live in your basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
Yeah. The Wall Street Journal article that I was looking at, it showed two dinks and they were pushing are they one dink? Are you a dink as a couple if you're dual income, no kids?
I guess.
They were pushing like a baby stroller full of cash.
That's
they're like, here's our baby. It's all this money.
Look, I don't care if you're a dink, but if you're a dink, don't tell me how to raise kids because nothing's worse than a sibling who's a dink.
Oh.
And then they also want to be like, you want to know how you get your kid to sleep.
Wait, do you have sibling dinks?
No, but I mean, I have siblings that do try to tell me how to raise kids before they had kids. And I'm saying if you have a sibling who is also a dink, it would be like the just maximum annoyance listening to them talk about kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's up to us. At single it swicks.
Yeah.
I'm a stick. Swick? Siwick.
What is it?
You're single income.
Income with kids.
Mm.
Also known as POOR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's up to us to thrive even harder.
Yeah. Well, the opposite of a dink well, I don't know if it's technically the opposite. They call them the dukes, the duly employed with kids. Tyson, you're saying that you're a souk, you're single employed with kids.
I'm more, I'm in between. I'm
in between.
I would say probably duke. Rachel does work too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the dukes versus the dinks.
Okay.
The war of the future.
Mm-hmm.
The war of the future.
Yeah, but I'm not on Dink Talk, but I feel like that they probably get a lot of hate, right?
Yeah, probably.
Jealous.
Do people hate
for sure.
the dinks? Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, who's going to visit the dinks? They need all the robots to come and give them company and tell them when to
stretch
their
arms.
Well,
they're gonna have the money to afford all the robots in the best like assisted living facilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So either, you know, you spend the money on kids or you spend the money on robots. So one way or the other.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Which one are you? Which one do you prefer?
I know the robot is going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can trust a robot.
Like, the robot's not going to let you down.
You don't think? But that's the thing, is that if the robot lets you down, it's extra devastating because you thought it couldn't let you down.
Yeah.
Whereas a child, you're like, I expect this to happen. And mm-hmm. then if it doesn't, it's quite refreshing. And if it does, that's what was supposed to happen. But with a robot, you're like, programmable, cannot think for itself. And then all of a sudden it goes off on its own thing. And you're like, that's devastating. I don't think I can recover from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were so annoying as an old person that you actually turned a robot against its like primary objectives.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, where's the front line of the battle between the Dinks and the Dukes? Disney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they both love to go to Disney.
But they both love to go to Disney. And that's really the front line of the war, I feel.
I went to an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on this little private escapade on the side that cost a little bit extra money. And all that was in it was adults that didn't want kids. Mm-hmm. They were couples that didn't want kids. That's the only other groups that were in this group. And they all looked exactly like you could imagine people who go to amusement parks mm-hmm. who don't want kids. They have a look.
Yeah.
And it's all the what same.
The Dinks.
It's not.
Yeah, but what's the look?
It's not. I mean, have you ever seen an adult dressed like a baby at Disneyland? And like,
I mean, in love with
the whole thing, but then also a sourpuss at everything.
Look, are we talking about Disney adults or are we talking about a different group of people? Because Disney adults have a very specific look.
It's a similar look to Disney adults that don't have kids that also are very strong in the Dink philosophy. There's a certain demographic within the demographic, and those people tend to be pretty sourpuss at Disney, like, because they're like, oh, kids. It's like, this place I think was designed for kids. I don't know. Like, I'm not here for any of this.
Okay. All right, Tyson, shots fired.
Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Danny Bryson's a bolt hole. Okay.
Very good.
All right. This is for all the Dinks or the Dukes. This is for people looking to make a lot of money because there's an offer out there for $5 million if you can figure out what quantum computing can do or will do in the future.
I can't. I'm out.
But when do you get paid?
Like I thought we already had this figured out.
No.
So here's this is a story on Gizmodo. It says, the truth is no one knows what modern problems this technology can solve, quantum computing. Google launched a multi-year global competition on Monday to find real world use cases for quantum computing. And the finalists will split. Okay. So more than one person could win this $1 million. So I thought we had this figured out, right? Quantum computing was going to make passwords obsolete. It was going to make bank transfers uncrackable.
I thought it was going to secure the internet. Yeah. All of it.
Well, I don't know about time travel, but I thought we had all of this. And now you're telling me that they're building these super weird looking computers and they don't even know what to do with them. Isn't that kind of like the opposite of how things normally get made? Mm-hmm. Don't things normally get made to fill a need? It's like, no, we're just making this because it's cool. We'll figure out the applications later. Mm. I'm sure things also get invented that way as well.
They're
so
just like,
$5 million.
$5 million to tell them what quantum computing can do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But how do they decipher? Like, do you have to be a super genius or can you be like, here's an idea. How about an app that takes a video from a landscape and then follows the humanoid in the photo and crops it to portrait mode so that then you have a great little
but isn't
video
that impossible
media.
How could a computer
that's
do
not
that
possible Tyson
you can do it straight from your phone with an app called Reframe It
reframe it.
By the way, if you start your idea with what if we had an app, I'm pretty sure that Google would automatically disqualify you. They would have their AI disqualify you. They wouldn't even get to a human. It'd be like, oh, you have an app
Rude.
For quantum computers.
Yeah.
Disqualified. I don't know what the answer is here, or else I would be getting that.
You
that,
just submit answers right all the time. Now. You're just like, we can figure out the most optimal Dorito flavor of all time. We can, like, there's so much. You could win every.
But Tyson, contest. I think in order to win that money, you really have to have an in-depth knowledge of what quantum computing is capable of, and maybe even how it operates, which, as far as I'm concerned, it's capable of everything, and it operates off of dark magic. So
yeah, and then from there you submit your idea, bro. Like, can it not tell what matter is made of in space from whatever distance? And then we could decide if it's going to be profitable to send galactic miners there to get all of the precious minerals.
Yes, great. How to haul in an asteroid and mine it in orbit. Can it tell us, I mean, it sounds like the computer from Charlie and Chocolate Factory, like, where can I find a golden ticket?
It won't tell you though.
You know, like we should, I know. And then you offer it chocolate and it says, what would I do with the lifetime supply of chocolate?
Yeah.
That's how this will end.
The guy
up.
Like is fighting with a computer.
Yeah. They were so ahead of their time.
They were.
When they filmed that.
Oh, so ahead. So ahead.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else, Danny, in the bolt hole?
No, we used up my other story, which was about a boat full of naked
people.
So I'm all pulled out.
All right. Well, something that we said we were going to try to do was, and no other podcast is doing this, was None. That we are going to attempt to see if we could make the thumbnail for this episode of the podcast in real time live. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. And so that what should the thumbnail that so when I made the episode, I said that it was about the Burger King window smash prank was our top story, but we talked about the naked cruise thumbnail. First. Well, we could do it with like we could tell AI to make a couple of dinks throwing a baby AI doll through the window of a Burger King. That could be the thumbnail.
Okay.
If we want. Well,
let's see what it does.
If we want.
Yeah.
But we talked
Unless
about
somebody in the chat on Twitter, whatever, tells us.
We talked about the cruise. We talked about the Arby's army.
Another
monolith, scorpion testicle attack.
Nope.
The okay. AI doll.
Arby's army
yes.
on a nude cruise getting testicles stung with scorpion. No.
So I think that's I think we should have one thing that we're focusing on and then have other things in the background.
AI doll stung by scorpion in the nuts.
I'm trying to think, how do we word that?
Well, yeah, we got to get that? The doll.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a baby doll.
AI doll fighting dinks.
A doll with artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting dinks over a pile of eight.
It's not going to know what AI isn't going to know what dinks are, dude.
Mm. Fighting.
It should, since it reads the internet every day.
Fighting with a dual income. I think you have to spell it out. Dual income couple. A wealthy dual income couple.
Mm-hmm.
Over what? Over meat?
Pile of
over,
meat.
Oh, yeah. Over Arby's. Over Arby's roast beef sandwiches.
Over Arby's. Mm. Sandwiches.
Although that would be two hamburger fast food thumbnails in a row.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, bro. If we're embracing.
All right.
We got to embrace this.
Calvin says, can't find you on YouTube. Go to newsaf.news.
And that'll take you to us.
Okay. All right. So as we're waiting for this to develop, Tyson, what else is coming up for you?
I have my Survivor podcast tomorrow. And, you know, just breaking down the episode week by week. And then going to Mexico for spring break with
yes.
the kids.
Nice. Watch out for scorpions.
I always do. You know, mm-hmm. it's just like I'm Father Nature. I'm out here living with the scorpions, celebrating them, having a great time. And so I'll be in Mexico recording for us next week, mm-hmm. live from Mexico. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we may want a mulligan here. I think we missed the mark so far. I think we got the dinks, but
it encapsulated the dinks perfectly.
Yes, we got the dinks perfect. Whoa, this is the dinks. The dinks with a sandwich. So the dinks are good. We're nailing the dinks. But
I like that one. That
what
one's great,
is
dude.
That?
What is it?
Smell my finger. I just ate an Arby's. Smell my
That's
finger.
That's her hand.
Yeah, she's smelling her
We
own
don't know
hand.
Whose hand it is, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
What about a Saudi Arabian robot touching the bottom of?
No, I don't think we want anything that's going to get us flagged. I think that's like too inappropriate.
All your suggestions are going to get us flagged.
All right, you want?
Oh, I'm the problem.
Yeah, you want to just try a mulligan?
Yes,
one more time.
Okay, let's try one more. Yeah.
What about the Arby's Army?
Arby's Army.
Let's do it.
Okay. What if the Arby's Army, breaking the windows,
fighting dinks
of a Burger King?
Yes, that's what we want.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Are they fighting dinks or
on a cruise ship?
No.
Is that too much?
No. I like how we have it here.
Arby's Army.
I like how we have it.
Breaking the windows of a Burger King.
Okay.
Okay. What are they breaking? How are they breaking them?
With baby dolls, with dolls, or with scorpions?
Let's see. Throwing a baby doll. Okay. Let's see if that works. Give us feedback if people like this segment or not.
Yeah.
This was our vision, but is it playing? Okay.
We'll see on Twitter how much the viewership has dipped off.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. No, we still have for some reason, and this is can somebody explain this phenomenon? We have 1,157 people streaming this show live on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We did almost nothing different than what we normally do.
Yeah. We went an hour earlier in Arizona.
An hour earlier. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So this got this is looking a little militant. Okay. So let's check out this one and see what we have here. All right. And here's the Arby's mm-hmm. Army. Looks like they're storming just a brick, a brick wall.
No windows are broken.
Okay. No windows are broken yet. Okay. This is looks like the Arby's is next door.
This is Arby's and Burger King combined into one. Look at it's like the Burger King logo.
It's called Arby-ick.
RBC. Yeah, Arby-ick. I don't mind this one. Okay.
They've got the Arby's Army truck ready to go. Okay. It's like the Arby's SWAT team. Okay. Yeah. This one, they've gotten inside the Burger King here in this one.
Okay.
And they're wrestling with what looks like a giant.
This is like they're about to topple the Burger King statue.
Yeah.
In this one. Yeah. And then this one, I don't know what this is. This is some sort of like flame retardant suits. These are almost like,
to be honest,
knights that are going to be.
Yeah, that's the best one, to be honest.
What's on the ground? Is that flames? Flame grilled?
And they're attacking the Burg King.
Yeah, the Burr.
That'll keep us from getting sued.
One sign says the Burr King and the other one says
all right,
Burr.
So is it, I think it's between this one and then this one.
I think the first one, the one with the knights.
With the knights. Okay, there you go. That one.
Yeah, crop it in though, so you can see the.
We'll
knights
punch in a little bit on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too zoomed out.
Perfect, man.
All right,
we're artists over here.
Yep. All right, look, we're breaking new ground here on News AR.
Yeah.
All right, and then we got so much coming up with Survivor. We finished up our Traitors coverage last week. The Amazing Race is back this week. So plenty of stuff going on here at robiswebsite.com. Make sure you subscribe to our new YouTube channel, newsaf.news. Thank you so much. And then we'll talk to you again next time. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.